Sorry, guys, I got cut off. But, yeah, like I said, check your vitamin D levels. By the way, this is part two of the first podcast of the you know, cause of costochondritis can be caused by low vitamin D levels. But check, like I said, go to your doctor, primary doctor, and ask them, you know, you want to do blood work, you want to see how your vitamin levels are going, how they're doing, you know. You just don't know, guys. You just want to be sure. It's your body. You want to make sure everything's good. And you can, there's many reasons too. Many reasons, I mean, side effects when you have low vitamin D. If you get fatigue, low energy, like you don't feel like doing shit. Your testosterone, like low libido for the guys. You know, there's just so many things going on, like, when you have low vitamin D. You know, costochondritis is one of them, you know what I'm saying? Trauma in the fucking ribs area, like, you get injured fast, so that's what I'm saying. Vitamin D is very important, we need it. So, see, if you guys, check your levels, man. Just make sure you're on point. If you find any cool, then, you know, maybe you got a costo from an accident, you know what I'm saying? But just make sure your levels are up there, they're on point, because you just don't know. You just don't know what's the cause of this costo. That's why you need vitamin D levels can be linked to that, because when you get, your bones are so fragile and weak, when your vitamin D levels are so low, you're bound to get injured so quickly, and it's just like, yo, like, you know, you wonder why all these athletes get hurt so fast, because their vitamin D levels are low as hell, you know, so you gotta be, you know, we're bound to get, we don't be in the sunlight too long, no, none of us. A lot of people, we don't get sunlight that, because we don't have time. We're either working in offices, or we're just back and forth. We don't got time to be in the sunlight for a good 15 minutes, so we're not getting sunny. We're not getting no damn vitamin D. So, you know, we got to get it from somewhere, you know. So try to avoid being around like a computer so screen so long. That lowers vitamin D levels as well. Yeah, guys, just check those vitamin D levels out, man. And if you're doing good, if you're improving in your costochondritis, keep doing what you're doing. Keep using the back pod, keep using the foam roller, keep stretching, work out smart, you know what I'm saying? Keep doing what you're doing, but just get checked out, guys, because you just don't know, man. You just don't know. You know, I was low on vitamin D. Who knows? I could have been low on vitamin D for years already. Since I graduated high school, I was probably low on vitamin D, and I didn't even know about it since I did blood work, till I did blood work this year. So it could have been that long, or just for a good couple years now, since, you know, probably since 9 years since my son was born, I had my vitamin D low. But like I said, you just don't know until you get it checked out, you know, so that's why I recommend you go check your vitamin D levels, because, you know, since the fact that your bones are so fragile when your levels are so low, you're bound. This is why you get costochondritis, Tietz syndrome. You get all these injuries. What's the other shit? Your rib out of place. You know what I'm saying? Neck pain, back of your neck pain, head pain, like all these pains. You know what I'm saying? They link to that. So just, you know, be smart and be aware, you know, of your body. You know, look up the do some research on low. Do a research on vitamin D and costochondritis. Do them two have a connection together? Do they, you know? And take it from there, and you'll see what's going on. You'll see the process. You'll see why is this happening, and it tells you everything. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you look for the right resources, though. All right? And, you know, just hope we all get better, man. We just gotta be positive, and I know it's hard because of the anxiety and the pain. I'm going through it. I've been through it. And, you know, if you don't take action, you're never going to get better. That's what I'm telling you right now. That's a fact. You know what I'm saying? Don't think you can sit and taking ibuprofen all day is not going to help. You got to do your own research and do things on your own. Because any doctor can recommend that. You know what I'm saying? Oh, just take ibuprofen. Yeah, that's easy for them to say. But you got to do your own research, man. You know, this is the reason why I found out my vitamin D was low, because I wanted to do blood work. And she asked me, yo, you want to do blood work? I said, hell yeah, I want to do it. And that's why I found out my vitamin D levels was low, you know? If it wasn't for that, I still would have been feeling like shit, you know? But everything takes time, guys. So you guys know what you got to do, man. Take action, and you know everything will come back good, man. Just pray to the Lord, and everything will be good. Hope you guys do great. And yeah, God bless y'all, and y'all be safe, man. Take care of yourselves. Bye.